I'm not going to fight your war. I'm going to end it.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Crap bag podcast, superhero style. We have the special guest for this one, Monkey Hastings, in the house. How are you?
I am doing good.
That is good. Monkey Hastings is my 12-year-old daughter, in case you don't know. I have seen Captain Marvel, but my wife and daughter had no interest in seeing Captain Marvel, and we're here to discuss why that is, because we now have set to see it. I told them they have to see it, so we're going to see it this afternoon, so we're going to do a before and after, get her thoughts, and then we're going to see Captain Marvel, and then we'll get her thoughts afterwards. So, you are a fan of superhero movies.
I am a big fan of superhero movies.
You've seen all of the Avengers movies.
I don't know if I've seen all of the Avengers movies, but I have seen a decent bit of them, I'd say.
Okay, you saw Infinity War.
I did.
You saw Age of Ultron.
I did see that one.
This is the fourth Avengers movie, so the only other one is The Avengers. Did you see that one, the original Avengers movie?
I don't know if I did. I feel like I've seen parts of it, but not the whole thing as one.
But you dig those movies?
Yes, they're really good.
You have also seen Wonder Woman?
Yes, I have.
And you loved it?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
So my first thought was, this is a strong female character leading a movie. My child will love it. For some reason, though, you and mommy were not that excited to see it. We'll leave mommy out of this since she cannot defend herself. What is concerning you? What was keeping you from getting excited about this movie? What are you like worried about?
See, because that kind of confused me too. When I first saw like the trailer for it, I immediately was like, I don't know if I'm going to be super like into this. And I still don't know the full reasoning why. I just got the feeling I wasn't going to like it for some strange reason, which doesn't make sense because, like you said, I saw Wonder Woman, loved it because it has, like, a strong female character who, like, takes control and, frankly, kicks ass. So I, myself, don't really know why I was skeptical about it. I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like people were, like, comparing it to Wonder Woman, which kind of, like, confused me a little bit, but I still think that I'm going to like it. I think I'm just going to be, like, silenced. I don't know. It confuses me as much as it confuses you, to be honest.
Let me be clear about my feelings. I think you are going to love this movie.
Uh-huh.
I think you're going to love it. Now, have you ever seen Brie Larson in anything?
I have not seen her in anything, no.
Okay, me either. I had never seen her in any movie. You've seen Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury.
Oh, 100%. And Samuel L. Jackson is the best.
You love Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, he's so good.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see it. I feel like I was skeptical for no reason. So I'm probably going to like it. So, yeah.
I think you're going to like it as well. What is your food plan for the movie?
Okay, so the food plan. We're going to have a cherry icy, as usual.
Okay.
We're going to have my favorite candy for movie theaters, for movies in general, is the Airheads rainbow, like, bites. Those little, like, squares that have rainbow colors in them. They're so good.
This is your favorite movie candy of all time.
Oh, my God. It might be one of my favorite candies of all time. It's so good to me. I don't even know. But it's really fun with movies for some reason. If you like sweet and sour candy and you go to the movies a lot, try it. It's really good.
So the cherry icy, that, and
some popcorn in there too.
Sharing of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Although you do have issues with how much butter your mother puts on the popcorn.
Yes, I am not a fan.
You think she puts too much butter?
Yes, it overpowers the popcorn.
All right, so there you go. There's your preview. We'll go see Captain Marvel, and then we will let you know what Monkey Hastings thinks of Captain Marvel.
Yay! I hope I like it.
I keep having these memories. Something in my past is the key to all of this.
All right. Crap Bag Podcast. The reaction. Monkey Hastings to Captain Marvel. We will get to that part. And remember, Captain Marvel spoilers will be coming. So if you have not seen Captain Marvel and you don't want it ruined, you're not going to want to listen to this. But first, we have the preview review. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 7 previews?
Ooh, my goodness.
That is dumb. That's absolutely dumb. All right, let's start with Hobbs and Shaw from the people who brought you Fast and Furious. Are you interested in this movie at all?
Okay, So I am a huge fan of the Fast and Furious movies. Huge fan. I love them. Honestly, when I heard about Hobbs and Shaw, I was like, that's kind of interesting because they hate each other. Like, they hate each other.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting to, like, put them together in a movie where they have to, like, be the good guys. Because Shaw's usually, like, the bad guy. So it's like they have to team together, and I think it's gonna be so funny. Also, quick note, the villain in that movie is Idris Elba, and it will be very difficult for me to root against him because I freaking love Idris Elba.
Okay.
He is perfection.
Then we got a preview for the DC Comics movie Shazam.
Indeed we did.
You guys were really pumped during this preview. What do you like about this movie when you see the preview?
Okay, let's break it down real quick. So the actor who plays the kid, like, he's not Shazam, he's like the kid before he turns into Shazam.
Right.
That actor is played by somebody named Asher Angel, and he was one of the actors on a TV show that I watched called Andy Mack, and I personally think he's pretty cute, so I was very intrigued to find out that he was in that. But also, the actor playing Shazam is Zachary Levi, and I love Zachary Levi because he was the best uncle in the world, Uncle Toby, in the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie.
Oh my God.
Which you would not know about because you have not given those movies the time of freaking day.
Oh my God. He's in one of those movies?
Oh, he's in one of those movies.
No wonder. Okay, no wonder you're into this
also,
idea.
Also, like,
okay.
Zachary Levi's, like, funny, though. Like, I like him as an actor, not just because of the whole Chipmunks thing, but it's a pretty big part.
Third preview we got was the X-Men movie Dark Phoenix with Miss What's-Her-Name from Game of Thrones, Sansa Stark.
Ooh.
As some weird, crazy mutant.
I don't think I'm going to see this just because I'm not familiar with, one, the X-Men in general, and also, two, it just doesn't seem like a character I'm super interested in, so I don't think I'm going to see that movie.
All right, we also got a preview for Late Night, the Mindy Kaling movie where she plays the assistant or the writer for a late night show with Emma Thompson. What do we think about this movie?
Indeed, we did. That movie looks funny, though. I really like that. I love Mindy Kaling. I think she's awesome. I really liked her in Ocean's 8. That was great. I also love everybody in frickin' Ocean's 8.
Oh, that's right. You like Ocean's 8.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Makes sense. Makes
sense. Of course.
Sense.
But I think it's going to be funny because I like how she is like a writer for like her boss's like show, and they have to like try to figure out how to like save her show, and she's like, you know, help out with that. I think it's gonna be funny. I might see that. I actually think
you might see it.
It depends on, like, because I don't know how, you know, mommy feels about it, but if she wants to see it and if you're interested, I think we should see it. I think it looks funny.
Okay, last three previews that we got, guaranteed movies that I know we're going to see. Frozen 2, the sequel to the Disney classic. What do you think about the preview?
I think it could be good. It could either be like super successful, like just as successful as Frozen, or it could just like totally go downhill and like just not do anything at all. Obviously, we're definitely going to see it.
What's his name? The snowman's back.
Oh, yes. Olaf, Kristoff. You got Sven, multiple Svens. Have you seen the Frozen 2 trailer? Oh, my God. There's so many Svens. I'm in love.
Multiple Svens.
You must see.
All right. And then the last two were Avengers related, Marvel Comics related, Spider-Man, yes. Far From Home. Got a preview for that.
Yes. Okay.
You love Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Tom Holland is the best. So I'm excited to see this. When I saw the preview, I was just on, first of all, like just like so happy that I was seeing Tom Holland's face after what happened in Infinity War. I saw it disintegrate and I wasn't okay with it. But I was like, it looks really good. I like how him and MJ are going to get closer because that's Zendaya, who I love. I think it's going to be very good. And also, I have a thing with Infinity War. In Infinity War, Spider-Man disintegrates, and in
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, if you have not seen Infinity War, he disintegrates. He disintegrates, and I wasn't actually aware if this movie was placed after Endgame. My mom was like, ooh, that's after Endgame. And I was like, if the next Spider-Man movie is after Endgame, like set after that time, that means that Spider-Man comes back to life. And I'm very intrigued about that. And I hope he does, because he's the best and Tom Holland is the best. That's my thoughts.
And then the last preview we got was for Avengers Endgame itself.
The big boy.
The big dog coming out late April. Got a preview for that. Obviously, we're going to see that movie. Okay, so right into Captain Marvel. What did you think of Captain Marvel?
Also, this includes spoilers, so...
That's right. Stop. One more time. Spoilers will be included. Turn away. Turn it off until you watch Captain Marvel, because spoilers are coming. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Okay. So, I really like this movie. I was really skeptical at first, but I thought it was really good. I was not expecting the fact that... What was his name? Didn't we establish his name? Like, the trainer's name? Yogg-Han? I still think of
something. Yogg-Han. Jude Law's character.
Jude Law. Let's just say Jude Law.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting that Jude Law ended up being, like, bad. Because I, like, read the description of it, and it was, like, it described her as a Kree warrior. So I was like, okay, the Kree is, like, the good people. And they were really pushing, like, the Skrulls are bad. Like, they're infiltrating all these planets. They're, like... ruining everything, like, we need to stop them, there's this war with the Skrulls. And so I was like, yeah, these, like, are the bad people, these just shapeshifters who, like, are gonna mess everything up. But plot twist, the Skrulls are not even that bad. They're just, like, they're trying to find a home. And I thought that was interesting. And also, the trainer was not nice, and I was surprised when I found that out. Like, when I found out that he was the one who shot Dr. Lawson, my mouth just, like, I was like,
that was a good turn. I enjoyed
it.
I
was not expecting it. I thought it was just gonna be like they fight the Skrulls and then, like, they win and it was, like, over. But it turns out the Kree people were the bad people.
Yeah, I thought it was great, because there are times in a movie where if the character, when the character realizes that everything that they've known is a lie,
yes,
sometimes we already know that as the audience. In this case, we were essentially finding it out as she was finding it out.
Yeah,
so
I like
it was
that.
It was all kind of happening at the same time, and I thought that was good.
When I was watching the movie, I had some suspicions about Jude Law's character. I was like, he can't just be... I was like, I've seen enough movies to know that he might be bad. Like, something could happen with him. And then, like, Mom, like, leaned over, and she was like, I don't know about him. Like, I think that he might be, like, evil. And I was like, I agree. I think that that could be a possibility. And it was. And I was, I liked it a lot. And I thought it was a good twist.
And you liked Brie Lawson?
Yes, I did like Brie Lawson. It was the first thing I've ever seen with her in it. I, like, had no idea who she was. I never seen her in anything. I thought she was really good. And also, loved Samuel L. Jackson. He is the best in everything.
You get to see how Nick Fury's eye got messed up.
Yes, that was so interesting. So, for some strange reason, at first, I didn't comprehend the fact that it was set in 1995. So, I totally didn't make the connection at first that this is pre-Avengers. The Avengers don't even exist at this point. So, Nick Fury isn't the Nick Fury we know from the Avengers. So, I was like, first of all, where the heck is your eye patch, dude? And second of all, I was like, when he was, like, fighting, I was like, he seems like a bit of an amateur at this. I was like, he's Nick Fury. And I forgot that this is pre-Avenger time, so he's not that experienced. And then I was like, oh, this makes so much sense.
Not
also,
there yet.
I noticed in the end of the movie, he looks at the picture. This is Nick Fury, by the way. He looks at the picture of Carol next to, like, her plane.
Yep.
And her nickname is Avenger. It said, like, Carol Avenger Danvers. Like, the Avenger Danvers.
Yeah.
And he deletes whatever word he typed in, and he changes it to the word Avenger. So, obviously, Nick Fury, like, brought together the Avengers. It wasn't Captain Marvel. But Captain Marvel is basically responsible for them being named the Avengers.
Yeah, it was a good touch.
That was very interesting to me. And, like, I liked how they didn't show us that he typed Avenger, but everybody just knew, like, Mama leaned over me, is like, he typed Avenger. And I was like, yeah, thanks. We got that detail immediately.
Even though they didn't show it.
Even though they didn't show it. Yeah. Everybody just knew.
The element of this movie that I knew you would love, that I knew your mother would love, was Goose, which you and I have just today seen a little vignette on Goose and the fact that
in the YouTube video.
In the comic books, according to this YouTube video, in the comic books, the cat's name is actually Chewie.
From Star Wars.
Because they named it after Chewbacca, but they named this one Goose to give the nod to Top Gun, which yep. I actually like that with the whole Air Force thing. But anyway, when I saw the movie the first time, and I'm like, oh my God, a cat that's actually that thing. My girls are going to love this. What did you think of Goose?
I loved it. First of all, I just love cats in general. They're so cute. But then also, the first time that the tentacles, like, just came out of his mouth, I was like, oh, he is not just a basic domestic ginger cat. And I was really surprised. I actually did not see that coming whatsoever. Like, that was, for some reason, the biggest shock to me. I don't know why it wasn't the whole crease or bad part, but I liked that. I thought it was cool that, like, they used him as, like, another defense, I guess you could say. But we watched, like, that little YouTube video, and it was like, that cat, Goose, could be helpful and important in Endgame, because Captain Marvel does come back in Endgame. Goose could be with her, and he could play an important role, considering the fact that he can swallow things. He swallowed the Tesseract.
Yeah, they say they have, like, multiple dimensions inside their body.
Yeah, so they can, like, hold a bunch of stuff. It's basically, for the people who have seen Harry Potter, thank you, you're the best.
Oh, here we also, go. Also, here we go.
It's a reference. Deal with it.
Fine.
So, for the people who have seen Harry Potter, I believe it was Deathly Hallows Part 1, Goose is basically like Hermione's bag, because in that movie, Hermione has a bag that has a charm on it that can basically hold endless amounts of things, no matter what size. She just keeps pulling random crap out of this small little, like, pouch. And so I feel like it's kind of like with Goose. Like, he's small, but, like, he has a bunch of, like, room. He can, like, fit a bunch of stuff. This is a really weird conversation if you are listening to it out of context, by the way.
Yeah, so the crazy cat was very cool.
Yes, all right, Goose was all-time the best.
So we loved Captain Marvel. We're very excited about Avengers Endgame and where everything fits in. Is there anything else that we need to mention?
I don't know.
Big thumbs up, though. You loved
yes,
the movie.
Yes, it was very good.
I told you would.
Like,
okay, good. So, and you would see a sequel if they made a sequel.
I would see a sequel. I'm also excited to see her in Endgame now, because she's like, I think it's going to be cool having her around, like, Thor, Iron Man, Cap, Black Widow, and who are all, you know, pretty sassy people. And she's also sassy as well. Like, she has a little bit of an attitude, and they're all in their own way, they're all kind of smart asses. So I feel like it's going to be, even though it's going to be Avengers Endgame, I think it's still going to be funny with all of them. Like you said that you're going to be really intrigued to see a scene with them, like, in a room together. Because, like, it's just going to be interesting with all their attitudes combined.
Well, another one I'd like to see, because I'm a big Iron Man and Tony Stark fan. I'm hoping she ends up somehow in a scene interacting with Tony Stark, but also another guy, and this is one of those guys that faded away, that turned into brown confetti, but her and Star-Lord would be really interesting too.
Yes, I do agree. I feel she could be so, like, scenes with her and certain characters like Iron Man, Star-Lord, Thor, which there is one, but yeah, Thor.
Thor's not bad, but Thor's got that.
A bunch of people.
Thor's got a little bit of, he could be funny, but he's also got
He's got a bit of, like,
but he's a god, so
he is a god,
right? So that's a little different. So
also kind of want to have her and Black Widow have some badass female action going on in that movie. It better happen, or I'll be very upset.
Well, you see them in the end credit scene. They go literally face to face.
Yes,
Black Widow is the first Avenger that Captain Marvel speaks to.
Well, that is good now, isn't it?
Theoretically. Theoretically, yes. It is. So here's another quick little detail. Did you notice that in the end credit scene, Captain Marvel's outfit is different than Captain Marvel's outfit in the actual movie, Captain Marvel?
The end credit scene, meaning
when Captain Marvel shows up and says, "Where's Fury?"
Yeah.
Did you notice that her suit was different?
I did not. No.
Colors are the same, but I think they tweaked it up on purpose.
They tweaked it.
Because you're talking about 24 years, 25 years in the future?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you can't expect a girl to wear the same outfit for that long. I mean, do you know the female gender at all? Come on. You can't tell a snooty, attitude girl like Captain Marvel, Carol. You can't be like, you're going to wear the same suit for 20 plus years and you're going to deal with it. Like, that's just not going to happen. So I understood.
Wow. I don't think we can top that. Crap Bag Podcast, the Monkey Podcast, breaking down Captain Marvel. We hope you enjoyed it. We don't know if you got all the way to the end of it. If you did, you're a sicko.
Sorry about that.
Would you like to say goodbye?
You just wasted 23 minutes of your life.
Altogether, it's going to be about a half an hour that they may have wasted.
Enjoy that half an hour. Bye. I'm Monkey Hastings. Goodbye. Bye.